The Boards of Health covering Adams, Arapahoe, and Jefferson counties voted last evening to make face masks mandatory for public indoor settings. The orders go into effect beginning tomorrow, November 24th. The orders come amid a surge in school outbreaks and as hospitals fill up statewide. Indoor masks will be required for people 2 and older in Arapahoe and Adams counties, whereas Jefferson County's order requires indoor masks for individuals 3 and older. The Denver Gazette reports Denver officials plan to announce the city's own mitigation measures today. Governor Jared Polis continues to resist issuing a statewide mask order. Boulder County Public Health reported yesterday 7 people died from COVID-19 over the weekend. The fatalities pushed the county's COVID-19 death total to over 300. Yesterday's update follows 2 deaths reported on Friday. All but one of the recent deaths reportedly occurred among unvaccinated individuals. Boulder County officials also reported 257 new cases of COVID as of yesterday. State health officials are encouraging Coloradans who plan to attend Thanksgiving Day gatherings to get tested for COVID-19 beforehand. Free testing is available at more than 140 community sites across the state, along with testing at select pharmacies. Although the virus doesn't take a holiday break, the state will close testing sites on Thanksgiving Day, along with the state's vaccine hotline. More information is available at covid19.colorado.gov. CDOT reports that all lanes on Interstate I-25 between Denver and Colorado Springs will be open by mid-December. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
The 18-mile stretch of highway, also known as the Gap, lies between Castle Rock and Monument. Anyone who has driven that part of the I-25 since the rebuilding of the interstate began in September of 2018 will hopefully no longer dread approaching it. The Colorado Newsline reports that the $419 million Gap Highway project came in 1 year ahead of schedule and under budget. The Colorado Department of Transportation began the project to add express toll lanes in each direction, widen shoulders, rebuild 5 bridges and various interchanges, and create 4 new wildlife crossings. It had not been meaningfully updated since the 1950s. CDOT estimates that 87,000 vehicles go through the gap on a weekend day. Drivers will be able to use the express lanes without paying toll when they open next month. Toll rates will go into effect next fall. Cars with 3 or more people in them will then be able to use the express lanes for free. Minor construction, like finishing the pavement overlay, landscaping, and installing deer guards, will continue into next summer. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
In response to the shootings that occurred near 2 Aurora high schools last week, Denver City Councilperson Amanda Sawyer and Aurora City Councilperson Curtis Gardner announced a joint gun buyback program that will begin in March of next year. The program will work in cooperation with a Colorado Springs nonprofit that specializes in hosting gun buyback events and converting weapons into garden tools and jewelry. Program participants can choose to remain anonymous. The Aurora Sentinel reports event organizers will announce dates, times, and locations in January. The Water Quality Control Division of the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment issued a notice of violation and a cease and desist order earlier this month against Grand Island Resources, LLC, the owner of the Cross and Caribou mines just outside of Netherland. According to the Daily Camera, the violation notice alleges the company failed to comply with state water quality standards and a discharge permit by releasing excess heavy metals such as lead, cadmium, and zinc into the watershed. The violations reportedly occurred multiple times between December 2020 to August 2021. The Daily Camera reports the company recently took over the mines after the death of longtime owner Tom Hendricks, and it has 30 calendar days to respond to the state's notice. In a statement, the company said work is already underway to replace the antiquated water treatment and purification systems with modern state-of-the-art infrastructure. Today's weather along the Metro Front Range includes breezy winds, skies with increasing clouds, and highs in the upper 60s. Winds could gust up to 30 miles per hour. The region is under a red flag warning or high fire danger until 5 p.m. Tonight, skies will be mostly cloudy with lows around 31 degrees. Wind gusts will continue tonight for Boulder and Fort Collins. The current temperature outside the Boulder studios is 37 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.